Stand by for the Dollar Doctors coming up next on KB Radio. While Willard and Peter warm up their computers, a reminder that for years, the Dollar Doctors have presented free, useful workshops describing their supply and demand approach to the market. Many have attended these strictly educational workshops and have learned about this methodology that's been around for 100 years and works as well today as ever. The Dollar Doctors use this supply and demand method to help determine the probable future trend of any stock or mutual fund. Over the years, hundreds of attendees have used this method to better make unemotional decisions on when to buy and when to sell. You may be among those who, while listening to the Dollar Doctors, have watched the very charts they're discussing. The supply and demand method has many advantages, but one disadvantage: it does require vigilance and can be time-consuming if you really want to feel that you're on top of your assets. That's why over time, some of Willard and Peter's listeners have asked them to manage their investment portfolios as well as their 401ks. Sapperston Asset Management now manages investments for several hundred clients who found it comforting to know that Sapperston Asset Management is watching over their financial well-being and who feel a time-consuming burden's been lifted from their shoulders. If you've ever considered having Sapperston Asset Management help you with your investment decisions, you can easily get full information with no obligation by calling Peter or Willard at 854-7541. They'll be glad to inform you of the many ways they can help. That phone number again, 716-854-7541, or call toll-free at 800-879-7541. And now here are the Dollar Doctors.
Good morning. This is David Brownstein at Sapperston Asset Management. It's Saturday, the 16th of February, 10:04. We mention that because the show is rebroadcast at midnight, unless there's a sporting event. I'm running solo to begin with here. Peter's not in yet. I think he's on his way, but hope everything's all right. Just want to let you know that Sapperston Asset Management has securities offered through Brighton Securities. We're members of FINRA, MSRB, and SIPC. Weather's beautiful here in Buffalo. Absolutely gorgeous. A little bit chilly, but sunny and beautiful. And we're here to answer your questions, talk about the stock market, finances. We try to stay away from politics, but that comes in every once in a while. So glad to see you. Pete's here, and that saves me from talking too much. And I did have a couple jokes, but I couldn't use them on the air anyway. So
did you do the whole introduction?
I did the introduction already. Yes,
sir. Impressed?
Yeah. Well, I don't. We'll see how impressive it is if you listen to it again.
So. I definitely will not. But
yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So I went through that. We'll rebroadcast and. If you need a couple seconds.
The live streaming?
No, I didn't get to that. Actually.
Okay.
I was just going to fake that.
The show is available every Saturday morning, 10 to 11 a.m., at our website, sapperston.com, sapperston.com. You can go there, click on the Dollar Doctor tab. You'll see live streaming come up. And you should be able to connect to our live streaming broadcast. Also at the website, all of our shows are archived. So if you miss a show or you want to replay a show, you can pick up the show at the website again, sapperston.com. And then, finally, last but not least, did you tell them about the great economic report?
No, I was just getting to
that. Didn't even get to that.
No, the great economic report.
Free economic report on our website. Available every week.
Right. Usually it's early.
From Stone and McCarthy. They are economists, so you take everything with a grain of salt.
Right. It wasn't up yesterday. It's up this morning.
Well, that's good.
It's up, yeah, in common. To talk a lot of the economic figures that we had coming out this week. Interesting that some of them were delayed, of course, because of the government shutdown. Some revisions due to that shutdown, but some revisions that came in on retail sales that, you know, some people are a bit disappointed in, obviously. They were slower or less than what was expected after we thought it was going to be a barn burner. So it's a little bit less, but a lot of information that came out this week that affected the market. The biggest, I think, is that there is no shutdown, and the government will continue to go on. I don't know if it's bad. It's good, obviously, for those people that would be without a job and without pay. I don't know how good it is for the overall economy when, you know, the government's running full throttle. So.
It is what it is, right?
Right?
And by the way, I mean, a lot of people don't believe the retail numbers for some strange reason.
Right.
And also, you have to realize that I think it was mentioned that the retail numbers are the most revised numbers of any economic report.
Sure.
So, you know, it remains to be seen. You know,
well, like any of these reports, a lot of it is, I hate to say, but some are guesstimates until they actually get the sales in. And then, you know, they revise them because then you have returns and all kinds of other things. So
you know, we shall see.
Right. Yeah. Price of oil, though, gasoline being down is one part of why the retail sales are
below.
You know, that's
no
one
question.
Part.
That's a good point.
But, you know, while you're setting up and getting ready, the thing that really I don't get too upset. I take most of the things with a grain of salt. But when Amazon pulled out of hiring 25,000 high-paying jobs in Long Island City this week because of the pressure from groups, I just can't believe what – well, it is New York, so I guess I believe it, but I just can't believe that what's going on, that people misrepresented what they were getting in the way of tax benefits. Some of the politicians were saying, well, we can do a lot more with this $3 billion. Well, it wasn't like anybody gave them $3 billion. And 25,000 jobs? Now,
well,
I don't
– go ahead. Yeah,
yeah, I just don't think Amazon can be compared to Solar City. That has maybe 150 people, and they're supposed to have 1,500, and that is producing something that is great. I think solar shingles is tremendous, except that they're you can't afford them. I've told you the story. I'm getting a new roof. I wanted those shingles because I thought it was a good idea. Couldn't find anybody that would offer them, and when I finally talked to a company, they said, "Well, how big is your house?" And I told them, "It's not a huge house. It's a 1,400 square feet. I don't know how you measure the roof. I don't have, but they were between $50,000 and $100,000 for these solar shingles. Well, for my house. I no wonder nobody's using them. No wonder they're not producing them. So I don't know. It just really upset me that you know, Amazon's not coming to New York to help people get jobs. They had a realtor on yesterday. They were talking to him. Oh, no, things are fine. We're still selling those houses. And yeah, right. You know, they just lost. The values had to drop tremendously there. I just don't understand it. And I don't know all the details, but it just
Well, it's interesting because in this weekend's Barron's, there's a great write-up on what that has cost New York by – You know, but
huge.
Huge. You don't realize all the implications of it. Okay,
the trickle down,
right? And they said over 25 years they would make back 9 times that, if not more. You know, that there's like a multiplier effect, and that idiot Cortez, you know, who's a total idiot.
You're being nice.
I'm being nice. I could use better words for her. But anyway, you know, this is a victory. You just cost New York tons and tons and tons of money.
They don't see it.
They don't recognize how the world works.
The
you know?
Pizza shops. The restaurants, the Uber drivers, the taxis.
Oh, it just goes on and on.
The grocery stores.
And the bottom line is, you know, Amazon hasn't paid any taxes because they have these carry forwards because he kept investing in the business.
Yeah.
They says they're going to run out.
Eventually, right.
Yeah, in not too distant future.
Right.
And then they're going to start collecting all those taxes and everything because Amazon is making – They said right now, I think $40 billion or something
it's
like
amazing.
That. Yeah, I mean, just absolutely amazing. So that's how short-sighted some of these radical liberal people are. But anyway, we will not get political. Right now, give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. Or you can go to our website, saperston.com, saperston.com. And there's a chat box. So if you go to the Dollar Doctor tab, you go to live streaming, go to the bottom of the page, there's a chat box there. If for some reason you don't want to call us, although we do like to talk to people, and we do give preference to phone calls if they're here, and then we go to the chat box. So if some people wonder why we haven't gotten back to the chat box.
Last week was a great example.
Yeah,
we had a lot of calls, and we left
and we couldn't get back to the chat box. But right now, you can use the chat box, as I said, using those directions, and you can, you know, ask a question or type in a symbol. If you type in a symbol, let us know whether you're looking to buy, sell, or hold. It helps us out in analyzing it. Right now, phone lines are wide open, as they always are. Early in the morning, 803-1520, or toll-free, 800-879-7541. And we're going to go first to Richard in Rochester. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Okay, how are you doing?
Good, buddy.
Good. I was really calling to get Dave off the hook, but I got a
thank you.
To give you.
Thank you.
Well, I was hoping they'd play one more commercial or something, because I was like a minute late, you know. But anyway, so be it.
If you're not here 10 minutes before, you're late. That's Tom Coughlin, Pete's favorite coach, used to say that.
And I was running from the parking lot for the first time I've been running in my life for many, many years.
OJ, he was.
And that's why I was all out of breath, you know. And I said, "Well, if I'm going to die, this is it." You know, so, but anyway,
way to go.
What a place! Everybody be stepping over you.
Go ahead.
If you could look at PEGI, Paul Everett George Indigo.
PEGI. Yeah. What is that?
PEG.
It's Piggy.
It's a
Peggy.
Utility, Pattern Energy Group. It's in the independent power and...
Cow. Really? How'd you even find that?
I heard somebody mention it, then I started doing homework on it this week.
Was it Kramer?
No, I wished it was. Nobody got the Kramer effect out of it. But I don't. The sector's been really weak, and if you look at the industry groups, no one's got buys on these things. But I thought with the Fed in our corner not raising right now, there might be a chance of this thing surviving.
That's interesting.
It's got a decent dividend.
Yeah, 8%.
The chart, I thought, looked like it's ready for a breakout, maybe.
Well, let me take a look real quick here if I can type in the right numbers. And
Paul, Edward.
No. I hit the wrong number on the key. You
know, okay.
Wasn't Pattern?
Close to
Pattern Energy Group.
Yep.
Yes, Pattern Energy Group.
Doesn't look bad, really. Yeah, I mean, it's built a beautiful base now for most of last year. It broke out. You know, it gives a price target based on the breakout of 26.
Close at 21.
Close at 21. Yeah. You know, and then, the previous high back, you know, looks like maybe, late 2017 was 26. So 26 is a reasonable target on it. What's the dividend on it?
8%.
Yeah.
8%.
So, I mean, if you looked into it, seeing if they're in any trouble for paying that dividend at all, or
there's on February 4th there were two downgrades too, just so you know. Yeah, there's been our last upgrade was in December, huh?
Uh huh. Okay. In December they were downgraded.
In December they were upgraded by Bank of America Merrill from underperformed to neutral. And on the 1st of February, downgraded by BMO Capital Markets from outperform to market perform. And then on the 4th, a downgrade by Macari from neutral to underperform. I don't know why, so I haven't.
It doesn't appear to have affected. Yeah, but you know, I.
Yeah, but they're a wind. They're a wind utility.
Are they a wind utility?
So it says here they're. Yeah.
It doesn't excite me either, but for some reason the thing is moving. I thought it would dabble a little bit.
Yeah, first of all, upgrades and downgrades.
Yeah, I'm just mentioning that.
So be it. Yeah. You know, I mean, if the analysts were really brilliant, they'd all be out in Tahiti too, you know. So, but at any rate, you know, some are good and some are
bad. With a technician under each arm.
Some analysts are good, some analysts are bad, you know. And, you know, so who knows, you know. And if the stock's acting better, especially than its group, you know, and it looks like for this week it probably did better than the utility group in general, because the utility group was one of the top sectors about a week or two ago, and they got hit, you know. And I think one of the reasons they probably got hit is they were kind of a defensive play. And they had been moving up because of the interest rates not going up, you know. And they were defensive, and now it's risk on, you know. So, but if this one's outperforming, there may be a reason, you know.
Yeah.
And right now, the 200-day moving average is at 19, and the 50-day is at 20. So it's above both the 50 and the 200. So I think as long as it stays, say, above the 19 area, it may be decent, you know.
Yeah, and this stock was down 13% last year.
Yeah, the utilities were horrible last year in general, you know. So the group was very weak last year, you know. So you may have something there. I'd keep an eye on it, look into it a little bit further.
All right, we'll give it a try a little bit, and then we'll talk about it as we go forward.
Okay.
Thank you. Yeah, how about I've always looked at this but never owned it. Schlumberger. S is on Sam, L is on Larry, B is on boy.
SLB.
They do oil exploration.
Oh, let's see. Hang on. I mean, they were always like the premier company in the oil service sector, you know, for forever, you know.
Closed just under $45.
And God, I don't know what happened to it. Jeez.
I shouldn't laugh. It used to be a $72 stock, man.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I mean, you look at a point and figure chart. Look at that column of O's, you know. But
oh, it, I know.
Yeah.
Wasn't Dick Cheney
No, he was Halliburton.
Yeah. Oh, Halliburton. Okay.
Halliburton. Yeah. Okay. I thought the same thing, David. Yeah. Okay. Same thing.
Got it.
I don't know. You know, it's like some. There was a thing in point and figure charting when you had like 18 or more zeros down. You know, that big long tail down. You know, and it did rally off that. You know, so ideally, if you were going to play it, you would have liked to have played it, you know, when it had the first three box reversal, and then you could use the recent low as a potential stop on it.
Uh-huh.
So that would have been the ideal point for it.
You mean back at 36?
Yeah, because, you know, once you went more than 18 boxes down, right, you know, you then have the reversal, you know, and you have a potential possible buy because of the long tail down. As soon as it reversed, then you can have a relatively close stop or protective or review point, whatever you want to call it, you know.
Yeah.
And just so you know, Pete talks about downgrades and upgrades. So in December 11th and 19th, J.P. Morgan and Credit Suisse downgraded the stock from overweight to neutral, outperformed to neutral. The stock was 36. Now it's 40, almost 46 after they downgraded.
There you go. So
perfect timing.
A little slow, aren't they?
Yep.
You'd hate to say, you know, like, what was the one that said, there's never a disinterested party or something?
Right.
You always have to wonder, you know. So, I mean, not that this.
Right. I don't know.
If you want to be a conspiracy theory, you say, yeah, they wanted to buy it, so they downgraded it. You know, but I don't think that's the case. But you know, but anyway. But let me take a look at something else real quick on it, you know. I mean, the energy sector, you know, hasn't done badly, you know, to say the least. And let's see.
It may be coming to life a little bit.
Yeah. A little bit, no question about it. So let me just do one other thing real quick with it. Okay. Somehow I lost the website. You know, I always pick on Willard all the time, but he's not here to pick on me for it, so I'm okay. But anyway.
I'm not going to say anything.
So, I mean, the 200 days at 57, but the 50 days at 41, all right? So ideally, if you're interested in nibbling, you'd want to see it stay above the 50-day at 41. And if the strength continues, there's a chance it could get up to 57, you know, with the 200-day. And still be considered in a bearish trend, you know, because it's below the 200-day. So so that's the way I'd look at it, you know.
Okay. Can I give you one more?
You may as well, because you're it. Unless there's somebody in the chat box.
We have people lined up.
Oh, okay,
in the chat
okay.
Box.
But, yeah. You know,
Richard, right, I really wanted to hear David's jokes, but
yeah, I shouldn't have run. He could have been talking longer. You could have heard his jokes. You know?
Be careful, you get hurt running though. That's
right.
This came up in conversation this weekend. BK boy, I should say just boy kite. Bank of New York Mellon.
Yep. Bank of New York, huh?
$52.99. A lot of stocks are within a nickel of the higher dollar amount.
That's it's kind of interesting. You know, once again, I mean, it had a beautiful reversal, gave a buy signal. You've got a target for taking with it with a grain of salt of 72, but there's tremendous resistance at, looks like, 58. You know, there's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 tops, you know, at 58. Yeah. So, and the 200-day is at 51, and the 50-day is at 50. So once again, for some reason, this doesn't look bad. You know, you just have to realize you have all that resistance at 58, you know.
It's a lot of overhead supply, right?
Theoretically, yeah. You know. Mm-hmm. But, you know, as I, you know, at the office always say, you know, like I can't think of who I heard say it at the office. It was Christine or Willard, you know, maybe Willard. There's overhead supply. I said, well, everything has overhead supply now after that big drop-off, okay?
Absolutely.
So what are you going to do? Not buy anything because there's overhead supply? All you have to do is be aware of it and say, you know, there's a possibility if I buy this, it could die at that level. And you have to decide that against the risk, you know, say we'll take the risk down to 50, all right? And it closed at what? 52.99.
53.99.
So, you know, look at the risk, look at the reward, add that all in. You know, I don't know if the financial sectors, I think the banks were kind of weak lately, but this one, for some reason, doesn't look bad. You know, so
I think they like regional banks like MTB instead of the.
Yeah, well, all the takeover stuff.
Yeah, but you know, look at those parameters for, and if you, you know, like we always say, do your own research, and if you have a strong reason, you know, obviously we're not right all the time, you know, so nor is anybody all the time, so.
Yeah. Thank you. Dave, you did good by yourself in the beginning. You were kind
Well, thank you, Richard. You're a gentleman, a scholar, and a judge of good whiskey.
You almost make me want to go back and listen to it when I get a chance. Almost. But anyway.
Believe me, it's not worth it.
Okay. All right. So anyway, thank you for calling. Have a good weekend.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Okay. Right now, phone lines are wide open, 803-1520, toll-free 800-879-7541. I guess we'll go to the chat box.
Yeah. Bill, who is on frequently in the morning early, is asking about buying three stocks. So, PNC, which is a bank.
Sounds like a bank. We're
Pittsburgh.
In the banks today. It's bank day.
And it closed at 124.15.
124.15. Oh, my God. Well, horrible chart.
Mm-hmm.
200 days at 135. So it's got quite a ways to go to get over the 200 day. The 50 days at 121. So, you know, this is like a bottom fisher, really. Okay. Mm-hmm. You know, if you were to buy it because you feel very strongly about it, 108 would be a potential stop point for it, or re-review point. And about the only thing, if I wanted to be positive about it, which is a stretch, but way over to the left on the chart, which would be back in 2017, there was a support area that was broken, but very close to the current level, and now it's broken back above that.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes when you take out a previous support area and then you're able to break about above it. So if you were to buy it because you want to buy it, you know, once again, be aware that 108 would be your out point, and next resistance would probably be up around the 200-day, which would be 135.
Mm-hmm.
And if it takes out the 200-day and can stay above it, then you have something, you know.
Yeah, got it. Yep. Next one is another bank in the news recently, SunTrust, STI, closing at 65.12. This is the one that is
bought
emerging.
BBT or BBT? Who bought who? SunTrust bought BBT.
Right, yeah, but they're not sure what the name of the new facility is supposed to be.
That one looks interesting and looks gave a big buy signal. You know, once again, these are another stocks that were great buys, you know, on that big December sell-off, you know, because it got down to what, about the 47 area?
Yeah, 46.05. Yeah.
And, you know, now it's up to what?
65.12.
Yeah.
And that's about the price that I think has been quoted that, you know, it's worth.
It's worth, right. And it's also interesting that there was a big zone for many, many, many months. you know, for most of 2018. And the bottom of that zone is right where it is, you know. So, you know, technicians would look and say, hey, it's, you know, all those people that got sucked in between the bottom of that zone and the high, you know, right, might be waiting to sell. So there is a lot of resistance there. But, you know, once again, it is above the 200-day slightly, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're just above it. And, you know, so sometimes if a stock's bearish, it'll die at the 200-day.
Right.
And there's a lot of resistance there. So you got to be aware of the resistance. But if you've looked into it and there's a strong reason, you know, that you feel to buy it, you could buy some or buy whatever position you want and, you know, reevaluate it if it dropped to, say, 58.
Got it.
Yep.
Okay, got one more. VNO, Victor Nancy Oscar, closing at 68.80. And again, this is a Bill who's looking to buy these.
68.80. What is this?
Vornado Realty Trust.
Oh, okay.
REIT.
You know, once again, you know, the bottom fell out of it. You know, it broke through previous support, which was in the 43 area. Mm. Oh, 43. 65 area, rather.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, 65, yeah. And, you know, rallied back above that. So, you know, that might be a positive sign. But where's the 200-day on this thing? The 200-day is at 70.
70, yeah.
So you're below the 200-day. Mm-hmm. The 50-day is at 66. And you said where the close at?
68.80.
Yeah, so it got above the 50-day. So you want to take out that 200-day at 70. And you know, then next resistance would be around, oh, say, 77.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's a tough one. That's a tough call there. I would want to stay above the 50-day. Let's see. Yeah, so I'd want to stay above the 50-day, which is 66. So I'd reevaluate it if for some reason you feel strongly about it, you've done the research into it. Mm-hmm. I'd use those parameters for looking at it. Yeah, so, okay.
Very good.
Where are you going to go next to?
We're going to Art in New Jersey. Good morning, Art.
Good morning.
Good morning, fellas. Nice to hear your voice this morning.
Oh, thank you.
David, thanks for the message you left for me.
Yeah, no problem. I got yours. It was a crazy day yesterday.
Yeah, but, I was out with a doctor's appointment. I come back late and had it on the machine.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah. Peter, did you also get a chance to look at that list I had sent?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Willard probably had checked in because Brenda from the New York office called me to ask me for the symbols for the various things. So I think he might be looking at that for me anyway.
Okay.
First stock would be, I'm interested in, is XL Energy. We were talking about utilities. It's XEL. It seemed to close at 53.46, and its high is 54.10. So it's getting up pretty close to that.
Yeah, I mean, it's a beautiful long. I mean, you own it, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
About 458 shares. It was some kind of a spinoff from another utility.
Yeah, I mean, it looks very strong. I mean, you know, for the utility sector, it must be one of the stronger ones in the sector, really, you know.
Right. Yeah, I think it might be around the southwest area, somewhere around that.
Yeah. And if you want to, you know, pie in the sky or whatever, mm-hmm. you know, the chart says 79 for price objective, you know, which I would take, at a grain of salt, but very strong,
oh, sure.
You know, very strong stock. I like it. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. When you're looking at the 50 and 200 day averages, do you look at something like chart?
No, I have I'm a stock market program junkie, and I probably own 100 different programs. So I look whatever one I happen to be on at the time, you know,
mm-hmm.
But you can use any of those websites, stock charts, put up the 50-day, put up the 200-day. You know, and I tell people there's nothing magical, but there's a lot of portfolio managers, a lot of investors and so forth that do use that mm-hmm. for their decisions, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody says, and I take it with a grain of salt, too, they say that, you know, all the big funds and so forth and so on, look at the 50-day and, you know, and so forth and so on, look at the 200-day. Right. And so who knows, you know, but it's like a self-fulfilling prophecy, you know. So
right. And XL is headquartered in Minneapolis in Minnesota, so mm-hmm. it's a Midwest right. utility.
Yeah, might have been mm-hmm. more, yeah, from, okay. A second item would be one of my very favorites, which is doing quite well over the last couple of weeks. It's PCG. It's that California stock. Mm-hmm. And Pacific Gas and Electric. And since its bankruptcy, it's actually been soaring. It's up to $15.48, up $1.28 for the week. And I'm wondering...
that's a toughie. Going. You know, that's a toughie because, A, the reason it's soaring, you know, number one is I've seen a lot of stocks in bankruptcy, and they announce they get financing. And people think that's great, you know. Mm-hmm. And the stocks will rally. I've seen that happen. Then the company eventually goes bankrupt, right? Because
right, right.
they're being given a loan to just keep things going, you know,
right.
temporarily.
I guess like Sears, right? Like Sears Roebuck, you know.
Yeah, a lot. I've watched hundreds of stocks over the years right. announce that they got financing and they go belly up.
But that's retailers. This is
no,
this,
not retailers. Any kind of bankruptcy.
No, but this is different. Being a public
no,
utility.
No. Well, I agree. Right. Supposedly, mm-hmm. right. But that's one of the reasons why it rallied. They also believe, you know, California being a very liberal state.
Come on.
Sure.
Wouldn't allow this to happen. You know. So who knows? I mean, you know, you know, if you were to go strictly by the chart, you've got a price target now of 26 again, all right? And right. next resistance would be 27. So that makes sense, you know? Mm-hmm. Well, no, take it back. Next resistance would be 19, then 26.
Right. See, so, the way they set it up is similar to what Public Service did. Pacific Gas and Electric Company is a division of Pacific Gas Corporation. So, in other words, I think both the utility and the corporation itself, the parent company, also declare are in bankruptcy right now. But I don't think that you know, the government is going to let them close up shop and give it to somebody else to take over all the.
I agree, it's a utility, but I remember what that might have to do with the stock is a different right. story. All right.
Sure.
And if you remember General Motors, right? They were bailed out, but the stock stock went bankrupt zero, okay? You lost mm-hmm. all your money in General Motors.
Sure.
So who's to say they might not do the same thing?
Me.
I don't know.
I'm saying it.
They don't care about the shareholders.
I know. I
especially liberals. They don't care about shareholders, all right?
Yeah. What do you
radical like liberals. am I getting political? No. Go ahead.
Yeah, when that
Peter Greco
bottom,
said
I,
that.
When that hit the bottom, I should have sold out about 8 or so. You know.
Well, we told you way back, get out of it.
I remember.
You know, yeah.
And then, but buy it back again. You know. And then,
yeah, if you want.
I
sure.
have a huge loss.
Yeah.
A huge loss.
Hey.
Still hold the same stocks.
Well, who knows? You may be lucky in the end.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Well, it's great talking.
Appreciate the call. Yeah, and I'm sure too. If you know Willard and Christina got that list, they'll run it through a whole analysis for you. You know,
yeah, I just wanted to, you know, a general idea. I didn't think
exactly. No. When he gets something like that, believe me, they pull everything up and look at it. You know. So.
Yeah. I talked to him right after he came back from his international cruise, so that was pretty good.
Right. Well.
And I remember when I did go to Florida that a couple of years back, I sat in the office and I saw the big screen in the front of the office area there. And it's a pretty nice setup he has.
Oh, yeah. He's got stuff all over the place there.
Yeah we're going to get a trip down there, aren't we, Pete, someday?
I'd drive you down.
That'd be torture for you.
I went with my sister in a car, and then I took the train back in a deluxe compartment.
Nice.
That was really nice.
Very nice, yeah. Great way to travel.
Okay.
Right, well, thanks for calling. Have a good weekend.
Thank you.
Right now, I think if everybody can wait a short time, we'll take a quick one-minute break. We'll be right back.
You are listening to The Dollar Doctors. Every Saturday morning, live from 10 to 11, Willard Saperstein and Peter Greco of Saperstein Asset Management answer your questions about stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. The Dollar Doctors are heard live every Saturday morning on ESPN 1520 Buffalo. Their shows are also available 24/7 at saperstein.com. Years of previous shows are available there. The Dollar Doctors show is also rebroadcast Saturday night at midnight. If you'd like to have Sapperston Asset Management evaluate your portfolio and discuss management services, you can contact Willard or Peter by calling in Buffalo 854-7541 or toll-free 800-879-7541. Again, in Buffalo, 854-7541, toll-free 800-879-7541. Now back to the Dollar Doctors.
Welcome back to the Dollar Doctor Show, brought to you by Sapperston Asset Management, securities offered through Brighton Securities out of Rochester, New York. Member FINRA, SIPC, registered with the MSRB and an RIA. I'm sure that wasn't as good as you did at the beginning of the show.
It was a lot better.
Right now, phone lines are wide open. Give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free 800-879-7541. I'm going to go next to
Bob in Buffalo.
Bob, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
The dreamer.
Yeah, the dreamer's been out of unfunctional for the last few weeks.
So. Oh, that bad or good or what?
Well, it started out really bad, but it ended up good.
Well, that's good. See, so you never know, right?
A physical thing. So.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad to hear that.
It's plus, better than plus. A mental thing. That's what we go through.
So I thought I'd check in.
Well, good.
Well, we appreciate that. Glad to know you're still around. You know?
Yeah. But I wanted to just say a couple of things. There's a coin show tomorrow.
Okay.
So
and where is that?
That's at the Knights of Columbus Hall.
On William Street, right?
It's on Union.
On Union by William, yeah, right.
Right.
Yep. Very good. So anybody interested, I mean, I went there once. It's pretty interesting. I mean, there's all rows and rows and rows of coin dealers there, you know.
And, yeah, it ought to be interesting this month, too, because last month it was closed because of the weather.
Oh, okay, boy.
We had that storm that weekend.
And they usually start, what, about 10 in the morning or something, I guess?
From 10 to about 3.
Yeah.
Some,
right.
Usually most dealers stay till 3. They start, you know, leaving at 3, but it's usually sometimes they're open till like mm-hmm. 4.
Well, let them know we gave them a free commercial there.
Yeah.
So is that a place where I go and take all my silver quarters and dimes and stuff and they buy them?
Yeah.
Or is it just?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You can do
coin
that.
Buyers, yeah. Yeah. And you can go from place to place, you know, like
yeah,
I found. I went to
deal.
One guy and I went to another guy and got significantly more from the other guy, you know. Hmm. So you know, it's interesting. Yep.
And I spoke to Jason. He's still alive.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that. Because, boy,
But he told me he was in a funk, and he felt really, really old. He's 43.
Oh, well.
So,
I have no comment.
I have shoes that are 43 right. years old,
yeah.
for crying out loud.
No. So anyway, before everybody gets upset, what do you want?
Well, palladium closed over 1,400.
Yeah,
week.
You've been telling people, and probably nobody's been looking at it.
That's amazing.
Yep.
And whatever customer called you maybe 3 weeks ago, mm-hmm. 4 weeks ago, and bought KL?
Yeah.
Boy, that's really hot.
Yeah, that's been the strongest gold mine I see out there, really, to tell you the truth.
So, wow. But gold's been staying over 1,300, which is...
I mean, the pig you're in, holy cow.
Yeah, well, it's a good thing I have a lot of patience.
Right.
I did find out one thing about that. There's a lot of short sellers there.
Yeah, well, there's hope then. There's always hope. Because I see these guys keep coming out with all these press releases, and it doesn't do anything, you know. So.
No, it just goes down.
Yeah, every time they release. Maybe they should release some bad news. You know?
Yeah.
So, but anyway.
I know. Right. I mean, I'm still confident, and I know there's
gold
there, but it's like, come on.
Yeah, exactly. You get tired after
enough's
a while.
Enough's enough.
So, yep.
Yeah, that's the whole thing.
Yep.
So I thought I'd check in.
Well,
I
appreciate that. Yeah.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks for letting us know you're still alive and well there.
Yeah. Me too.
Okay. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, you too, guys.
Thank
Take
you,
care.
Sir.
Okay, phone lines are now all wide open. 803-1520, toll free 800-879-7541. Or you can go to our website, saperston.com, SAPERSTON.com. Click on the Dollar Doctor tab. Live streaming comes up. Hit that. Go to the bottom of the page. There's a chat box there. You can type in a question or a symbol. And if you put in the symbol, you just let us know whether you're looking to buy, sell, or hold.
Okay. We do have something, a couple of comments chat box. Guest 294 said, Amazon should have went to Niagara Falls by the airport.
Very good.
There you go. And then we have another question. Mm-hmm. Like many this year, I will owe the federal government for my 2018 tax return. I am still able to contribute $6,500 to either my Roth or my traditional IRA. If I put it towards my traditional, it reduces my overall total, state plus Fed, tax liability by $1,750. Obviously, if I put it into my Roth, I get no deduction. It seems like the traditional IRA contribution makes the most sense. Your opinion? Question mark. Oh, by the way, I'm 64 years old. One other thing, I have $25,000 sitting idly by. It says in, but in my Roth, it said. I'd be happy making 3% on this money. Your thoughts on the safest areas to receive this type of return? So we don't give tax or legal advice, but it seems to me, Pete, that if I could get today $1,750 deduction, I would probably I would that's me. I would.
Yeah,
that's
what I mean. I was going to say it's a personal decision.
Exactly.
Right? No, what are you giving up? You're giving up the possibility that you will make substantial gains in your Roth and never pay taxes on it.
That's
right?
The thing. When you take it out of your Roth, you pay no taxes long as you own it 5 years, et cetera. There's certain other things.
You're above 55 or whatever it is.
But if you're making, but if you're only making 3%, you'd have to do the math to see how long.
Oh, I agree. If that's all he wanted, yeah. Because for anybody else, if they're more aggressive, then mm-hmm. they've got to make the decision: do I want to give up the possibility or not? You know, in your case, as he's mentioned, you only want 3%. You're probably better off taking the 1750, whatever it was, right? Mm-hmm. Now the other question is, what can he buy for 3%? He's pretty close on. Is there any fixed income one that gives you 3%?
Well, there's some short-term bank loan funds that are paying a bit more than that, obviously.
Yeah, but is there stable ones I'm talking about?
Well, they're fairly stable, but you're talking fixed annuities?
No, not annuities.
Because you can get over 3% in fixed annuities.
Right, you could do it in a fixed annuity, right? But you have to be careful there, very careful.
Right, right.
Because,
there's certain requirements, certain fees, penalties to come out of it, blah, blah. I'm just saying if you're looking to get 3%,
that's one way to do it, right?
Right.
Yeah. And right now, what is the 30-year bond pay anyway?
Oh. Yeah, it's
as long as you didn't have to sell it.
Yeah, the 10-year is 2.66. The 30-year is 3%, 2.99.
Yeah,
right.
So I mean, if you weren't worried about the principal that much, but if you need the principal, then you got a problem because they're going to fluctuate if interest rates go up, right?
Unless you're buying a senior floating rate that has the Oppenheimer one that I talk about all the time, their duration is 0.04.
And what does it pay?
It's been the 12-month trail is about 5%.
Is it really?
Yeah. They only target 4, so,
Now, is that a load fund, though?
Yeah, depending on how you buy it, sure.
Yeah. Is it? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
So what is the Oppenheimer fund, anyway? That you're talking about.
The senior floating rate.
Senior floating rate.
The A-share is OOSAX. I've talked about it. You got to do your own research.
Right. And also, you could always check around because there's a number of banks that will give CD deals at times, And you could check that out, too, and see. I haven't looked lately.
No, you're not going to get 3%.
No,
but
you might get
2.25%, something like that.
Yeah, that's
the last I saw going into a couple of our locals. And I wouldn't buy a 30-year treasury for that money.
No, no question. So.
Okay.
But those are all the possibilities anyway.
Okay,
we're going to go next to.
Oh, we're going to Ed in Amherst.
Good morning, Ed.
Hey, good morning, guys.
How are we doing?
Okay.
Hey, Peter, are you watching that APPS?
I don't watch
Why
it. I don't watch it because I stupidly sold it.
It's still going up, bud.
I don't want to. I think, didn't you call about it? And I said it looked good, you know. But that was after I'd sold it.
Oh, okay. You took a quick profit.
I don't know if I did, to tell you the truth. I think I got bothered by, you know, for a long time it was doing nothing.
Yeah.
And it got down, below?
I got another one to take a look at. Mm-hmm. T as in Tom, E as in Edward, U as in Unilever, M as in Mary.
Boy, you're hurting me today. That one I sold too. I think they're a player in the 5G.
Yeah, they're into software, I understand.
Yeah. I mean, they just broke out. You know, I sold it only because I got tired. I had it for a long time.
Oh, okay.
And it just kept sitting there and sitting there and sitting there. And I said, okay. And they, now it broke out.
Yeah, I looked on Yahoo Finance. They got a couple big contracts going on.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's good. You know, like I said, I always tell people, if they don't have contracts, they're not in business, you know. So, So everybody will get excited because they got a contract. But how does that relate to their total revenues and their profits? I don't know.
And some of the ones with the government contracts, they've got to be funded, too. You can win things, but they've got to be true contracts, right?
Take a look at it.
I almost bought back into it a couple days ago, and I kicked myself. For not doing that, right? And the price target on the point and figure chart, for what it's worth, is 8.5, right?
I see.
And
I hope you didn't get into Solo, S-O-L-O.
No. I know, that was a wild one there. Because they're, a Canadian electric vehicle manufacturer.
Right, yeah. I was watching that, holy Christ.
Well, see, what you got to realize is that, boy, you cannot imagine the number of trading rooms there are out there. You know, the services, they have their trading rooms, right? And they have hundreds of people in the trading room. And they play on momentum, all right? And all of a sudden, somebody will yell, look, that's moving, made new high for the day, blah, 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 and they all jump in, you know. And and some of these stocks, I don't know what the float is, but some of these are very low float stocks, all right?
Yeah.
And if you get all these trading rooms jumping on board, zoom, and then in the trading room, a guy will say, take profits, and then crash. You know?
Yeah,
so
exactly.
You got to watch yourself.
Okay, great show, guys.
Thank you. Appreciate
Thanks.
The call.
Good
okay. Bye-bye. Phone numbers to call, 803-1520, toll-free 800-879-7541. We're going to go next to?
We're going to Dan in Niagara Falls.
Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
How we doing?
Good. How are you?
Good.
I guess okay. Now that I caught my breath from running here, but anyway.
Well, it looks like a nice day. So.
Oh yeah, nice day for a run,
okay.
Right?
Beautiful.
I wanted to ask you guys about Boeing, BA.
I hope you own it.
No, I don't. I'm one of those where you keep saying, Peter, are you watching it?
Right. And you know, over the years, I always pick on people who call up, not even in the office, you know. And I said, what have you been doing? Watching. I said, well, okay.
Yeah. You watch it break out, right?
Yeah.
Close at 4/17/97.
Yeah.
So I know that you guys often say, you know, a lot of the professional guys, they don't buy the breakout. They buy it back on the pullback
at the
breakout point, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So
yeah.
where would that point?
Originally this broke out way back at 3:36, okay.
3:36
was the original breakout point, you know, after it formed that base, a beautiful double bottom. Perfect double bottom.
Double bottom.
Beautiful base. And then it broke out above that whole base area, approximately 3:36 in that area.
Mm-hmm.
Had the big run up, you know. And that's why I always tell people, you know, don't pay attention to the news. You know, everybody, the Chinese
right.
this, blah, 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 you know. Okay, wonderful, you know. But anyway, and then it just broke out again, made a new high again, all right? So, you know, where is support? Support would be in the...
Around the moving averages or what?
No, you couldn't even use those. I mean,
they're too low?
Oh, sure. 200 days at 352. The 50 days at 352. I can't use that, you know.
They're too low?
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't think it's going to come back to 352.
You don't think so, huh?
Oh, no. Yeah, someday. Yeah, someday it'll come back there.
Maybe next year, right?
Yeah, who knows? You know, of course, if the Chinese government says we're never going to buy from Boeing again, who knows? I mean, but does it matter that much? I don't know. You know, but But anyway, so having broke out, you know, the previous high, now that general area, theoretically, you buy in a pullback to the previous high, which would have been somewhere in the 412 or so area.
Wow.
I don't have a, you'd want to get a line chart. I didn't pull up a line chart. But
so that high you'd have to go, huh?
Well, I mean, if this is a valid breakout, this is how most traders would play it, okay? Huh. Let it go above the previous area, pull back to test that area, and then they'd buy it again, you know? Hmm. And I mean, and the good part about it was that, you know, an aggressive trader could do that and stop it out at about 398, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I'm looking for this for a longer-term hold, right? So.
Yeah, I mean, if it were to pull back to way back, you know, to another previous high, that high would be, say, around the 392 area.
392, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I mean, this must be one of the strongest.
Oh, no question.
It's a high flyer.
Companies out there.
Oh, no question. I mean, it's had a straight-up run.
High flyer.
It made a bottom at 296, and now it's
that.
Yeah, and nobody would touch it. Oh my God, you know.
Well, yeah, well,
it's a high flyer.
High flyer.
I had to say it three times.
Jeepers. Would you please laugh at his high flyer joke? Anyway,
that's it.
But yeah, that's what I was waiting for. I thought this thing's got to straighten up. It's got to come down, right?
Oh yeah.
No, I figured it would hold maybe maybe it would pause around the moving averages, right? But just boom.
Yeah, I mean it's tough. I mean you know sometimes a lot of breakouts fail, a lot of breakouts they do a retest and some just keep going. You know, so you have to decide for yourself. You know, you say geez, I got strong reasons. I look at this, I look at that. You know, and this, and then you say I'll buy a small position just in case. You know.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, you know, you guys were talking about some gold miners today, so I just want to ask your opinion on something. You know, my philosophy has always been beware those Canadian gold miners.
Mm-hmm.
You know, never forget Briex, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, plus all the stuff out of Vancouver many years ago.
Of course. You know, which leads to my question, and maybe you guys may have an opinion on this. But it seems very strange to me that a large number, the bulk of these gold miners, have their stock traded in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys have any thoughts on that? I mean, is it because of the lax standards or
giddy up?
Any thoughts on that?
That's it.
That's what it is, huh?
I would think.
That's
a lot of them are on the Vancouver Exchange,
too. That's why you get your pre-Xs and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Son of a gun.
I mean, it's just probably easier, maybe less expensive. I don't know. You know, I don't know all the things, but,
I think, probably the standards are all out lower, you know, because how do companies like Briex file on the index? You know, it's like it's ridiculous, right?
Oh yeah, no
all
question about it. Yeah.
Right?
Oh yeah. I would guess. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, guys, great show as usual.
Well, thank you. Appreciate
Thanks
the call.
Thanks, Dan.
Okay, who's next here, real quick?
Jack in Lockport.
Jack, good morning.
Morning, guys. Just a point of information
for
the chat box questionnaire. About the IRA, I received a postcard a month ago from Citizens Bank. They had an 18-month CD for 3.25%.
There you go.
All right, yeah.
Beautiful.
You got to look
Appreciate
around.
That.
I don't know.
Yeah, there's always a deal someplace.
Is there a minimum?
I'm not sure.
Okay, some of those I've seen, Jack, too. It's like 25,000 minimum, 10,000. I mean,
yeah, they could look into it. But
check around.
If you check all of these, quote smaller banks in the Buffalo area, as compared to the national banks and so forth.
Sometimes
they have deals, so check around. But that one's what, Citizens, you said?
Citizens, yeah. Citizens, yeah.
18 months, right. Then after 18 months, you could decide what to do next, you know. So,
correct. Yep. The Bank on Buffalo is giving over 2% on savings, no minimum or anything, and there was just regular savings. And so there are some deals around.
There are. Oh, no question about it. Yeah, no question about it. Yep. I appreciate that. That's great. Thank you.
Thanks, Jack.
You're welcome. Yeah. Bye now.
Okay.
Got Paul and Sloan.
We can do real quick. We got about 3 minutes.
Hey, how's Corning doing? GLW.
Corning. It looked like it had died. And that came.
it's like a miraculous.
I think it was around 33 last time I looked at it. It had a jump. They had a good fourth quarter.
Oh yeah, I mean it's building this big high level base area.
34-51 on the close.
That's not bad.
No, and if you look at it, the base is 28 to about say 36, and if it ever breaks out of there, you could have a big run.
It's about time.
Yeah. Well, hey, look, it's come back from the dead. What was it? A dollar stock at one point.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Yeah,
oh, we don't mean to bring up that memory.
I don't even want to bring it up because I said, right. why didn't we buy it?
Right. Hey, guys, money markets have been dropping. I checked Vanguard. It was 1.86.
Yeah, oh, right. Yeah.
Well, rates have been coming down.
I mean, rates have been coming down, you know, right now.
Yeah, what the hell's that all about?
Good question.
Has the Fed been politicized like everything else?
Well, it's hard to say, but definitely the Fed backing off has caused part of that.
They shouldn't. The last two interest rate increases, they should not have done. That's it. Simple.
Well, that's your opinion.
Yeah. Well, that's.
Well, I mean, you got to look at inflation too. You know.
What inflation?
What inflation? go to Wegmans and you'll.
That's not how it's measured. I understand what you're saying.
The Wegmans index. No, I know what you mean. Though
to be making a comeback.
Yeah, I know what you mean there.
Hey, international seems to be making a comeback.
Yeah, it does. Matter of fact, they've been mentioning emerging markets, and they think that's a good sign because it says that risk is on. You know, when you see the emerging markets doing well.
Yeah.
So anyway, we have to get going. Unfortunately, it's the end of the show.
But okay, guys. Thanks.
I appreciate the call. Take care. Okay, we're at the end of the show. As we always say, do your own research. Keep a little powder dry. And until next week, take care.
Have a good weekend.
You've been listening to The Dollar Doctor Show. Every Saturday morning at 10, Willard Saperstein and Peter Greco answer your questions about stocks, bonds, mutual funds, retirement issues, and the economy in general. The Dollar Doctor Show is brought to you by Saperstein Asset Management. Discussion of specific securities should not be construed as recommendations to buy or sell, either by Saperstein Asset Management or AM 1520 WWKB. The Dollar Doctor Show is rebroadcast on Saturday night at midnight. You're invited to join us again then or next Saturday morning at 10 a.m. on AM 1520 WWKB.